If I loved you, I would tell you this. I would tell you that for all you know, I have cancer, and that is why you should be kind to me. I would tell you that for all you know, I have cancer that has spread into my liver and my bones, and that now I understand there is no hope. If I loved you, I would say, you shouldn't be so hard on us, on me and on Sam, because it may not even be just the cancer. For all you know, we have a brain-damaged son living in an inadequate institution 30 miles from our house. For all you know, we agonized one long, cold winter night 6 years ago over whether to send him there. But then, broken, exhausted, we finally stood together in our kitchen, staring hard at each other, both of us the worse for scotch, and just knew, just then, at the exact same moment, that we couldn't manage him at home any longer. Not with him so big I couldn't bathe him by myself. Not with him so strong. Not with me just diagnosed and in for my second round of chemo. There's so much you don't know. For all you know, I have 3, maybe 4 months to live. And Sam is up every night trying to figure out how he's going to break it to our brain-damaged son that I won't be coming to visit anymore. And I'm lying right there next to him, hour after hour, trying not to think about the possibility that our boy will be angry at me for this. Or maybe worse, maybe better, that he won't even notice I'm gone. You want to build a fence between our homes. It will be wood, you tell us. You're tall, and you're young, and you paid a lot of money for that enormous house next to ours. It will be solid wood, you say, with no space or light between the slats. And it will be 6 feet high and run along the property line you had surveyed just this week. Understand, you say, I didn't ask the surveyors to add land to my land. It just turns out that the line's much closer to your house than anyone thought. I was every bit as surprised as you. And for a moment, all three of us, you, me, and Sam, stare down at the pachysandra-covered ground. But if you build a 6-foot-tall solid wall, I say, if you build it right where the pink flags are, I won't be able to open my car door. Not without banging it into your fence. Not within 20 feet of my front door, anyway. I'll have to park at least 20 feet from my door. You only nod. Sam walks the line from flag to flag, then says, "You're telling me those hemlocks belong to you? You're saying they're not ours?" It turns out they're on my land. "We've been paying to have them sprayed for years," I say. "It's been 16 years, the whole time we've lived here. We thought they were ours." You say nothing. Sam says nothing. "Why 6 feet tall?" I finally ask. "It seems awfully high. It's so close to our house. We'll just see a wall every time we come outside. We're used to looking at the hemlocks. We've always had a view. Maybe they don't belong to us, but we'll feel like we're walled in." "We will be walled in," Sam says. "I need it that tall because I'm going to get an animal. An animal could jump over a lower fence." "We've been staring at these trees for 16 years, I say. "It's going to be a big change. But that isn't the real problem. The real problem is that we won't be able to park in front of our house." You nod, and then you hand me a letter. Our full names are typed on the envelope, complete with our middle initials. You've been looking through public records. You are doing this by the book. This is no friendly note held in my hand. It's a document.